this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro catfishing baits and catfish supplies, Ultramatic feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, folks, what do you say we go up to beautiful Lake Texoma and visit with our buddy Bill Carey? Bill is outside, and we're being serenaded by all kind of birds. He's out there around his birds this morning. And what better place to talk fishing than out in the great outdoors this morning, Bill? Good morning to you, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I hear those nuthatches and whatever, wrens, and you name it. I'm not actually an ornithologist, but I know the basic birds. They're talking to you this morning, saying hello to all of our outdoor buddies, aren't they?
They are. The sun's cracking, and everybody's waking up, fixing to come to all this feed I put out for them.
You bet. Yep. You ever notice most of us guys, when we get up past 60, we like to feed birds? You ever notice that? A lot of us do. That's good. My wife says when the doves come around, she thinks I'm trying to bait them in. I said, no, that's illegal. We can't do that. We better talk some striper fishing is what we better do. I know it's been good. Well, another week, it's going to, another week or so, a few more days, it's going to be April. The end of March, kind of give us an idea. I know that the SPAWN, spawn, is the key word for the not only stripers but the sand bass, the white bass too, right?
Oh yes, sir. Texoma magnums, I talk about them all the time. They're the largest I've ever seen, and they're all spawning, and these big old egg-laying females are dropping eggs. I tell all my guys, let those girls go this time of year. They can save you on a July day when you take a wrong turn because you're fighting the clock.
That's it. Yeah.
The sand bass will bite longer in the morning than a striper. That's what that means in the summer.
They will.
So, yes, sir. The stripers are running. Oh, it's just spring has sprung. We thawed out finally. It was a long, cold winter.
It was a cold winter. Seemed like it's, you talk about all the global warming. Of course, I'm certainly no scientist, but, it seems to me like it's getting colder. I don't know. Global warming and the winters are colder, but I bet a lot of our listeners will agree with me. We have had a cold winter, So, okay, I don't want to get too excited about topwater because I know that it could start happening in a couple of weeks. It did last year in mid-April, but right now, are you soft plastics? Tell us some baits that's working at Texoma. Say here right now at the present, at the end of March,
It's pretty simple right now. We're throwing 4-inch white glow sassy shad. That's white glow. It glows underwater with a white glow 3/4 ounce head. We use bass tackle with just a little bit heavier heads. Same line, 15-pound test is what we use most of everything. And 3/4 ounce heads, we'll use 1 ounce if the wind gets up, but 3/4 is usually the best for us. And then the guys that are catching the sand bass are slabbing. Mm-hmm. And that's a lead spoon, folks. That's what we call a slab in Texas. And they drop it straight down, reel it up. Just drop it down, bump it on the flats. Wherever they see the fish, they tell the people how to do it.
I love striper fishing. I love to catch them. I love to eat them. I love everything about a striper. But I have always said, not every lake is like Texoma. Not every lake has a healthy population, or many lakes have no stripers. But a lot of lakes have the white bass, the sand bass. And when you trim those little fillets up, and there's your crow. I hear that crow. He's a weekly guest here on Catfish Radio. But
you bet.
Back to the sand. But you trim those fillets up, honestly, are they are excellent eating, in my opinion.
You spotted those fillets. I poured out that bag last week. Last month now.
Yeah, well, a couple, 3 weeks ago.
First of the month.
Yeah.
When I poured out that bag and you said, Bill, that's probably the cleanest fillets I've ever seen. I said, I get carried away, Luke. I want them totally 100%. No fat, no extra meat, no red. I just want them white. And there was a big sand bass mix in there.
I know. That Bill's talking about at our outdoor rendezvous in Greenville, and that was the first, it's 3 weeks ago, I guess now, the first Saturday in March. That was a ball. I know, I pick up on stuff like that. Those fillets were snow white, man, all of them. and they fry it up with the catfish. Next year, I mean, I brought quite a bit of catfish. I had plenty more. Next year I'm gonna bring more, because people they were ready for those fried fillets and all the trimmings, the potato salad and those hush puppies. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, you said you might want to pick up the frying fish a little bit more. I can bring my fish wagon down here. That's my traveling trailer that's got all the cookers in it.
Fish wagon. I've never seen that, Bill. I've never, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a concession trailer.
Oh, and, you've got one, huh?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And we've got fryers in there, and there's a freezer in there, and place to prep them, and we can drop the doors, and people come by and just pick them up.
Well, son of a gun, I didn't know. Yeah, that we'll discuss that, you know, for next year. And so you do your cooking inside the trailer, and you got everything in there, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, every fish fryer we hold right here at the party barn, we cook them in the fish wagon, and then we bring them indoors.
Do you pull the fish wagon there, and then I'll be. That's awesome. A lot of your clients, when you have, like, groups and all, that's part of your, there at Striper Express, part of what you do, isn't it, Bill? You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She may be cooking 30, 40 pounds of fish. You got to have these bigger fryers for that. But, yeah, if you want to do that, we can tool up for that. And, boy, we can whip them out, buddy.
Now, that's something we want to remember and definitely probably want to do. Well, okay, so right now back to catching. Folks, Bill and I start talking. We have such a good time. So, you know, it's like leaning over the boat at the end of a fishing trip, but we've had so many good times together. So slabbing right now for your white bass.
Yes, sir.
And then targeting the I would say, pre-spawn, but gosh, Texoma's so big, you know, it's like several lakes. There's fish in all stages of the spawn time of year, isn't it? You know, but
that's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Soft plastic.
That's where
Yeah. So you'll be using, describe your go-to bait right now, if there is such a thing, the first drivers.
Well, yeah. They've been using with some old fellas across the lake about 20 years ago, invented a slab called the prune picker. And it's just another slab. You know, Chris made me a board of the evolution of slabs in his 30 years of guiding up here. And it's a board about 4 feet long. And you can see where they went from oval and round to long and narrow.
Yeah.
And we like the two color, dipped halfway or dipped on one side chartreuse and one side white. And we like the ounce and a half. We like to keep a tight line, and there's a lot of wind on Texoma, and that's the biggest part of catching fish. Keep that line tight, feel that strike, rip those lips.
Yep. You know, I could probably, I don't know if any human is around that knows as much about different slab brands as me, and I hate to brag on that. I did a fishing column for the Dallas Morning News for 14 years, and I was exposed to every slab maker. You had your Vernon Allison slabs. You had your Holiday slabs. You had you had a guy named Ed Snelling that ran a magazine called the Fish Finder, wasn't it?
That's right.
And
he
had the Critter Getters. You had the Silver Dollar slabs. I mean, on it. And I got to know, you had the Ronk. Here's one for you, Texoma. Mac Ronk, R-O-N-K, Mr. Ronk. He was an old guy down at Toledo Bend. But Mac made the Ronk somethings. They were good slabs, but...
You got me there.
Yeah, no, that's a local thing there, Mac Ronk there. But slabs are, like you say, they're basically pretty basic, just a chunk of lead that's painted up. And I had a guide years ago, you know, I said, what are they hitting on the slabs? What color? He said anything bright and shiny. That was his name.
That's correct.
He was up
there. That's correct.
If they've got to see them before they can hit them. So slab time. Now, okay. All right, so we're within 2 weeks, the topwater bite could be on, and I know that's going to depend on weather some and factors unknown to us mere mortals that what makes it happen, but it's going to turn on, and I've got a trip planned up there with you. We're going to film one of our TV shows, A Sportsman's Life, in May, but last year, I think I sneaked up there with you a little early. In April,
yep.
I did, and we got in some good action in April. So, I don't know. There's just something about catching especially a fish that fights like a striper on a topwater plug. Right. It just, if you have adrenaline, it will bring it out. That's all I got to say about it. That's just so much fun, you know?
You know what? We fill up all of our boats in May before we fill up March and April because it's the anticipation.
Yep.
And now, out of the last 10 years, we've had a solid 7 months. Probably every year, there's not a lull between the different techniques of different topwater, mm-hmm. blind casting the banks, which we do early. And then in the summer, you've got the legendary schooling action and the big schools busting out in big schools in the big water. And then in the fall, the water cools down and we go back blind casting the banks till about the 7th, 10th of November. So we get a full 7 months and we fill up May 1st. And I'll tell you a story. I got it for 25 years. And in March, I always had two pencil poppers tied on rods that were stuck in a tray inside the boat. Because I guarantee you, one day in March, you'll be running, it'll be 80 degrees and it'll be warm. And that sun is really warm in that water. And you will have a school of stripers blow up right in front of you when you're running down the lake and you try and stop that boat and turn it around and get a couple of them before they go down. It'll happen in March too.
It's amazing. Well, Bill, we're about out of time. Striper Express, I need I say more? I mean, Facebook, you know, striperexpress.com. How about leaving a number for folks to call you?
Sure, folks. You can reach us at 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtechs.com. That's smokingtex.com. For seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.